to tell you about the glamour in flying.
The glamour, it's a stewardess, everybody. Get me the stewardess. We now have Carol, the resident nurse, on the show. We're going to keep her number and call Carol any disputes about things like that. And now we have, what's that in the back? Shush, just... I thought it was. So, yeah, Debbie, what do you want to tell us?
Oh, I wanted to tell you about this lovely passenger I had the other day. Sat in an aisle seat with lots of leg room by the toilet, so everybody's queuing up.
Yeah.
Takes off his shoes and socks, which is not unusual, but then starts to chew his toenails all through
the Was he in a rock band? Was he a famous person?
No.
Was it Paul Daniels?
I wouldn't say.
Was it Debbie McGee? I bet Deb can
was
do a donut.
Was anyone sitting next to him?
Huh?
Did you say he had loads of leg room and anyone was sitting next to him?
His girlfriend was next to him with all her
tattoos. He had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Had a girlfriend and he chooses. See, that's some relationships that tease him straight away, don't they? Me, I'm still having to make excuses at bringing home a laser disc player. Some fellas can chew their toenails on planes in front of girlfriends and the love blossoms. And the people, we say they take off their shoes and socks generally.
Yeah.
And then when the plane lands, they're always trying to get under this because those shoes move way down the plane, don't they?
Some airlines give you special socks to wear, don't
Virgin
they?
Virgin do.
Is it Virgin?
They didn't upgrade me, and I'm still mentioning it. Didn't upgrade. Would you upgrade me if you saw me?
Yes, I would. Yeah.
Do many celebrities insist on being upgraded, Demi?
Yeah.
Who have you upgraded? It's no big deal. We all know it happens. For instance, who have you upgraded?
I haven't really had many big
Come
people.
On. Matthew, who have you flown who's been famous?
Well, I don't know, people like Judith
Charman. You upgraded, so Judith, did she get an upgrade?
She needed to be upgraded, did she?
Oh, the travel show, they get the best tickets. I'm sure the travel show get the best tickets going, don't they? I mean, they don't need to be upgraded.
Yeah.
If I asked you to think about it, could you tell me one person who's been upgraded? I've been upgraded before. Yeah, sure. You turn up and they say, you've got more chance of being upgraded, isn't it right? And I would urge members of the public to look into this. If the plane is full, because they can sell the economy ticket again. Is that right, Demi?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you think about when you're going through for the millionth time the instructions, does anyone actually look at you and take it on board?
It's usually a few women, but the men are just too busy laughing.
No, they don't. I feel desperately sorry, and I don't hope it's not in a patronising way, because you think, well, it's a dilemma here. I don't want to look like the seasoned traveller and carry on reading my book, and I know you think, look, we've got to do this, don't humiliate us by looking away, so I kind of look and then look away again and acknowledge the fact, yeah, you know, seasoned traveller.
I find that a good thing to do is, you know, the plastic card they give you, which shows you the exit, and you pretend to be reading that at the same time.
Yeah,
get your
that's right. So you can do that.
I'm doing the same thing. Okay, we're all in this together.
Do you ever fool around with that? Demi, we won't identify.
No.
Does anyone ever fool around during that? Do you ever make faces at people?
No, not really.
How much the stewardesses, as a percentage, do you think love the public? How much love their passengers?
Oh, well, probably about
0.5%.
How often do you get the captain to drop the oxygen mask down for a laugh?
just to do that,
no? No, he doesn't do that. No. But we can ask him to put the oxygen on economy switch so that they don't get much air to breathe.
I knew we'd get something. Yeah, that's what they do. You see, the other week we pestered a waiter until he told us what he does to customers.
You just got to question them until they break down.
That's it. And I know some airlines insist on the correct change now for those masks. Isn't that right, Debbie? There's a few airlines now saying you've got to correct change before you get your oxygen mask. What's the best route to be on?
The best route? America, really.
Yeah, and then how long do you have in America before you fly back again?
Well, it varies. Sometimes it's just one night, but it can be up to 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And do people really have lots of sex on planes?
Yeah.
Do they really?
Quite a bit, yeah. In the back toilet.
How can you tell?
We've only been going for about half an hour, and then you have to bang the door down, and two people come out, you know.
Really? It happens. Yeah. It's not a myth.
No, it's not a myth.
People have sex on planes. Stay there.